Hey there, wild ones. Welcome back. This show happens during early mornings and late nights, usually with a big mug of coffee by my side. If you enjoy it and want to help offset the cost of production, you can support my show and me through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Today, we're doing something a little bit different with this Wildfire Roundtable. It's almost the 4th of July, but instead of just talking fireworks and barbecues, we're going to go deeper. Because this holiday is more than red, white, and blue everything. It can be a chance to talk about freedom, legacy, belonging, and what it really means to build something better together. Because here at Wildly Intentional, we love asking better questions. And today's question is simple. What exactly are we celebrating and why? This one's especially for the mavericks, raising strong kids, the creative builders, designing new traditions, the rooted seekers finding truth in the tension, and curious unlearners who want to mark this holiday with meaning, not just noise. So whether you're listening to this in the car, over breakfast, or curled up with your kids on the couch, this episode is designed for your whole family. So kids, you're invited too. You have important thoughts, and this is a space for your questions and your voices, not just grown-ups. Your ideas about freedom, fairness, and family might just be the spark we all need. And yes, I'm dropping this episode a little before the actual holiday because I want you to have time to reflect on it, talk about it, and maybe even try one of the activities before the sky lights up. This episode isn't political. It's historical, reflective, family-centered, and it's an invitation to make this holiday more meaningful, more honest, and more aligned with what you want to stand for. So let's begin with a few words that might sound familiar. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those words come straight from the Declaration of Independence. They represent ideals the founders aspired to, but didn't fully live out. And yet those words still echo. They remind us of what we're capable of striving for, not just as a nation, but as families and communities too. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. On July 4th, 1776, the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence, a document declaring that the 13 colonies were no longer under British rule. It was bold, risky, and the beginning of something entirely new. But let's pause for a second. This was independence for who? In 1776, enslaved people weren't free. Indigenous nations weren't considered citizens. Women had no political rights. The ideals in the Declaration, freedom, equality, liberty, they were powerful, but they were not fully lived out. This is not a reason to cancel the 4th of July. It's a reason to dig deeper, to ask, how do we keep working toward those ideals today? So a prompt to discuss as a family here would be, who actually got freedom in 1776? Who didn't? What does freedom mean to you now? We celebrate independence, but let's think about how dependent are we really? On imported goods, on foreign production, on convenience that disconnects us from creation, The American flags we wave and the fireworks we shoot off, most of them are made in China. What does that say about our so-called independence? It's ironic that we call ourselves an independent nation while outsourcing the very symbols of our freedom. So let's talk about some of those symbols and the traditions that we see play out every year. The American flag was originally designed with 13 stars for the original colonies. It now holds 50 stars representing all U.S. states. Kids, have you ever wondered why we shoot fireworks off on this day? Fireworks were inspired by the Chinese invention of gunpowder, and they were borrowed from British celebration customs. They have been used in U.S. Independence Day festivities since the very first celebration in 1777. Parades and public readings of the Declaration were common even in early celebrations as a way to bring communities together and reinforce a shared vision. It evolved to things like backyard barbecues and cookouts over the 20th century as summer traditions tied to leisure, family gatherings, and the accessibility of outdoor cooking. Bald eagles became a national symbol in 1782 for their strength and long lifespan. And you might have seen this one, but maybe you don't know the backstory. The yellow flag with a coiled snake and the words, "Don't tread on me." This is called the Gadsden flag, named after Christopher Gadsden. It was originally used during the Revolutionary War to symbolize resistance to tyranny and British rule. Over time, different groups have used it to stand for different things, sometimes independence, sometimes rebellion, and sometimes more controversial modern messages. So let's take a break together, wherever you are. Let's pause for a moment. Inhale deeply and let it out slow. I want you to think about one thing you're grateful for about living here, wherever that may be. Maybe it is America. Maybe it's not America. And you don't have to be grateful that everything's perfect, because it's not. But be grateful because there is beauty everywhere and the potential and the freedom to ask questions, to imagine possibilities, and improve what is. We can hold space for the past and still shape the future. We can be proud of progress without pretending that it's finished. And that pride, it can come from choosing to build something better for all of us. The U.S. isn't even close to a finished project. Neither are we as humans. And maybe that's what the fourth can actually be about. Not perfection, but participation. And not division, but thoughtful reflection. Real freedom means local autonomy. We celebrate independence, but how dependent really are most Americans? We have systems that don't serve us, institutions that see us as consumers and not citizens, food systems that strip nutrients and sovereignty, schools that prioritize test scores over whole humans, healthcare that treats symptoms, not people. What if independence meant more than a historical idea? What if it became a present-day practice? Here's a hard truth. Freedom, for many, is an illusion. We talk about liberty, but we live in dependency. On systems that don't serve us, on convenience that keeps us numb, and on narratives that reward compliance over critical thought. But I'd like to think that if we can name that, we can change it. Because true freedom starts with systems thinking, recognizing that what surrounds us shapes us. We can't talk about freedom without talking about the systems we participate in, prop up, or choose to leave behind. And yet, we can opt out. We can stop waiting for permission to be free. We can build new systems, just like the founders did. They didn't ask for permission. They didn't just vote their way into freedom. They built parallel systems. They met in homes, they printed their own papers, and they formed committees of correspondence. They created alternative structures long before the Declaration. They organized locally and took responsibility for their communities. They didn't consume freedom. They produced it. What are you building right now that reflects your values? What legacy are you quietly shaping? Freedom means saying no. Real independence is the ability to say no to broken schools, to medical systems that don't heal, to financial systems that enslave. What are you saying yes to right now in your life that you really need to say no to? Let's teach our kids that freedom is not a given. It is a responsibility. It's not just about rights. It's about what we do with them. Freedom invites us to act with integrity, to speak up with compassion, and to build with courage. It means using our voices, not just to defend our comfort, but to protect each other's dignity. When we understand freedom in this way, it becomes something that we practice, not just something we celebrate. We, the people, starts with you, my friend. Stop waiting for someone else to save the republic. The revolution happens at your own kitchen table, in your own neighborhood, in how you raise your kids. The system changes when you stop feeding it your compliance and you start feeding it your creativity, your courage, and your care. Freedom isn't free, but it's also not complicated. It costs comfort. It costs convenience. It does not require a PhD in political science. It requires a willingness to take responsibility for your life and your family. So as a family, let's think about a couple of things. And feel free to pause after these questions. What would real freedom look like in your home? In your neighborhood? What's one small way we can live more freely together? Real patriots don't wave flags one day a year. They live free every day. Kids, I've got a couple challenges or things for you to think about, okay? So I want you to think about and pick one thing that you can learn, do, or take responsibility for this month that will make you a little bit more independent from your folks. Maybe it's learning to cook something on your own. Maybe it's asking better questions, starting a new project, or helping a neighbor or an elder around. Grown-ups aren't the only ones who can build change. You are the future. As a family, I've got an assignment for you guys. It's an Independence Day challenge, okay? So I want you as a family to pick one system that you're going to declare independence from in the next 30 days. You can't tackle everything. The founders didn't start with the Declaration of Independence. They started with small acts of resistance. Does anybody remember the Boston Tea Party? That was simply refusing to buy taxed tea. And that small act of resistance lit a fuse. So parents, what could this even look like? Well, maybe it's taking your kids out of a school that's failing them. Finding a doctor who actually listens. Growing some of your own food instead of outsourcing your nourishment. Learning a skill that makes you less dependent on others. Or simply having a real conversation with your neighbor. Don't try to overthrow everything. Just take one step that says, I believe I'm already free. Not someday when you think the right person's in office, but now, today. Free to make decisions that serve your family and your needs. And if the first voice in your head right now is saying, well, I just can't do that. Stop and ask, who taught you that? Because that doubt isn't yours. It's been planted by systems that depend on your disempowerment. They want you to be compliant, not curious. They want you overwhelmed, not activated. So this 4th of July, don't just watch the fireworks. Let's light a spark that lasts. A conversation, a story, a family ritual that will help you grow your legacy with purpose. Because freedom isn't just fireworks. It's what you do with your voice, your values, and your everyday choices. You don't have to agree with everything that America has ever done to celebrate what's possible. You don't have to be political to ask better questions. And you don't need red, white, and blue everywhere to pass on values that matter the most to you. Here's to raising thinkers, building legacy, and lighting sparks that go way beyond the sky. Happy Independence Day, my friends. However you celebrate, make it intentional, make it honest, and make it yours. Stay safe, ask big questions, and let your freedom look different this year in the best way possible. Until next time, stay curious, be brave, and live wildly intentionally.